deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, verse 7. Greetings, friends, and welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Sean, your host, and the website is www.scriptureandprophecy.com. Today, we are going to continue our study in the ancient book of Jubilees, found in the Dead Sea Scrolls, and we're going to be reading chapter 32 and 33. So we're dealing with Levi having a dream that he would be appointed to the priesthood. And then we also have the great sin that Reuben committed with Jacob's wife, Bilhah. And so we're going to be, those are the two big things that are going to be happening in our discussion today. And then next week we get into the Jubilees account of Joseph being sold into Egypt, but we won't have time to get in that today. So that's what we're looking at doing today. Just real quick, I want to thank all of you who support this podcast and help make it possible and support me. Again, I'm very, very grateful for all of you. And I thank you so much. And if you're a listener and you're interested in supporting the podcast, it's 100% listener supported. You can go to scriptureandprophecy.com, and that's where you go to support the podcast. Also, if you've sent me emails, please know that it takes me a very long time to get through the emails because I'm just one person and I don't have the time. So please forgive me if you've sent me an email and it seems like I'm not responding. Also, if you send me an email attacking me or calling me names, things like that, just know that I do not respond to those. They go straight to the delete folder. All right, let's have a look and begin with Jubilees chapter 32. And he abode that night at Bethel, and Levi dreamed that they had ordained and made him the priest of the Most High God, him his sons forever. And he awoke from his sleep and blessed the Lord. And Jacob rose early in the morning on the 14th of this month. And he gave a tithe of all that came with him, both of men and cattle, both of gold and every vessel of garment. Yea, he gave tithes of all. And in those days Rachel became pregnant with her son Benjamin. And Jacob counted his sons from him upwards, and Levi fell to the portion of the Lord. And his father clothed him in garments of the priesthood and filled his hands. And on the 15th of this month, he brought to the altar 14 oxen from amongst the cattle, and 28 rams, and 49 sheep, and 7 lambs, and 21 kids of the goats, as a burnt offering on the altar of sacrifice, well-pleasing, a sweet savior before God. This was his offering, in consequence of the vow which he had vowed, that he would give a tenth, with their fruit offerings and their drink offerings. And when the fire had consumed it, he burnt incense on the fire over the fire, and for a thank offering 2 oxen and 4 rams and 4 sheep, 4 he-goats, 2 sheep of a year old, and 2 kids of the goats. And thus did he daily for 7 days. And he and all his sons and his men were eating this with joy there during 7 days, and blessing and thanking the Lord, who had delivered him out of all his tribulation and had given him his vow. And he tithed all the clean animals and made a burnt offering. But the unclean animals he gave not to Levi his son, and he gave him all the souls of the men. And Levi discharged the priestly office at Bethel before Jacob his father, in preference to his 10 brothers, and he was a priest there, and Jacob gave this his vow. Thus he tithed again the tithe to the Lord and sanctified it, and it became holy unto him. And for this reason it is ordained on the heavenly tables as a law for the tithing again, the tithe to eat before the Lord from year to year, in the place where it is chosen that him, that his name, should dwell. And to this law there is no limit of days forever. This ordinance is written that it may be fulfilled from year to year in the eating and the second tithe before the Lord in the place where it hath been chosen. And nothing shall remain over from it from this year to the year following. For in it is the year shall the seed be eaten till the days of the gathering of the seed of the year, and the wine till the days of wine, and the oil till the days of its season, and all that is left thereof, and becometh old, let it be regarded as polluted. Let it be burnt with fire, for it is unclean. And thus let them eat together in the sanctuary, and let them not suffer to it to become old. And all the tithes of the oxen and sheep shall be holy unto the Lord, and shall belong to his priest, which they will eat before him from year to year. For thus it is ordained and engraven regarding the tithe on the heavenly tables. And on the following night, on the 22nd day of this month, Jacob resolved to build that place, and to surround the court with a wall, and to sanctify it, and to make it holy forever for himself and for his children after him. And the Lord appeared to him by night, and blessed him, and said unto him, Thy name shall be called Jacob. Thy name shall not be called Jacob, but Israel shall they name thy name. And he said unto him again, I am the Lord who created the heaven and the earth, and I shall increase thee and multiply thee exceedingly, and the kings will come forth from thee, and they will judge everywhere, wherever the foot of the sons of men hath trodden. And I shall give to thy seed and all the earth which is under heaven. And they will judge all the nation according to their desires, and after that they will get the possessions of the whole earth to inherit it forever. And he finished speaking with him, and he went up from him, and Jacob looked till he had ascended into heaven. And he saw a vision of the night, and behold, an angel descended from heaven with seven tablets in his hand. And he gave them to Jacob, and he read them, and knew all that was written therein, which would befall him and his sons throughout all the ages. And he showed him all that was written on the tablets. And he said unto him, Do not build this place, and do not make it an eternal sanctuary, and do not dwell here, for this is not the place. Go to the house of Abraham thy father, and dwell with Isaac thy father until the day of the death of thy father. For in Egypt thou wilt die in peace, and in this land thou wilt be buried with honor, in a sepulchre with thy fathers, with Abraham and Isaac. Fear not. For as thou hast seen and read it thus will it all be, and do thou write down everything thou hast seen and read. And Jacob said, Lord, how can I remember all that I have read and seen? And he said unto him, I will bring all things to thy remembrance. And he went up from him, and he awoke from his sleep, and he remembered everything which he had read and seen, and wrote down all the words which he had read and seen. Real quick. So basically what's going on is Jacob is in Bethel, and he's thinking about building, you know, a wall and setting up a city for himself in there and making that place holy. Well, then the Lord appears to him in the middle of the night and says, you will no longer be called Jacob. You're going to be called Yisrael. And not only that, he had a bunch of tablets, it says, you know, writings and things for Jacob to read, which were prophecy of what would happen to Jacob and all his seed throughout history. And then he was commanded to write it all down, everything he's read and everything he's heard when he woke up. But he says, you know, how can I remember all this, Lord? And the Lord promises, I will bring it to your remembrance. Now, if you've ever had a vision from the Lord, I'm not just talking about a dream that you think was from God, but a vision that was legit from the Lord, unmistakable, you will remember it. I had one in 2012 before I was really even taking my walk as serious as I do today. Maybe someday I'll share that on air. But that was 2012, so that was like 7 or 8 years ago. And I still remember the details very clearly, and what was said very clearly. You don't forget these things when they come from God. They're burned into your memory forever. So very interesting. Verse 27, moving forward. And he celebrated there yet another day, and he sacrificed thereon according to all that he sacrificed on the former days, and called its name Addition. For this day was added, and the former days he called the feast. And thus it was manifested that it should be. And it was written on the heavenly tables. Wherefore it was revealed to him that he should celebrate it, and add it to the 7 days of the feast. And its name was called Addition, because that it was recorded amongst the days of the feast days, according to the number of days of the year. And in the night, and on the 23rd of this month, Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died. And they buried her beneath the city, under the oak of the river. And he called the name of this place, the River of Deborah, and the oak of the mourning of Deborah. And Rebekah went and returned to her house to his father Isaac, and Jacob sent by her hand rams and sheep and he goats, that he should prepare a meal for his father, such as he desired. And he went after his mother till he came to the land of Kabratan, and he dwelt there. And Rachel bare a son in the night, and called his name Son of My Sorrow, for she suffered in giving him birth. But his father called his name Benjamin. On the 11th of the 8th month, in the 1st of the 6th week of this Jubilee. And Rachel died there, and she was buried in the land of Ephrath, the same as Bethlehem. And Jacob built a pillar on the grave of Rachel, on the road above her grave. You see, even the people who are most highly chosen by God, most blessed by God. I mean, you think about it, Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel would come from Jacob, his 12 sons. The Messiah would come from his lineage. He's blessed with great wealth, great possessions. He's got 4 wives. He's got multiple kids. But even so, even the most blessed by God still has to suffer great hardship. Here, his last son, Benjamin, is born. But his wife, the one he loved, that he really worked 14 years for. Because he worked 7 years, and then his uncle Laban tricked him and gave him Leah in the middle of the night instead of Rachel. And then he works another 7 years for Rachel because he loved her so much. And then here he's burying her before he ever has to bury his father Isaac. And she called Benjamin Son of My Sorrow, for she suffered great giving him birth. You know, sometimes we're tempted to think, man, I wish I could be blessed like some of these guys. But remember, the world is harsh, and there's heartbreak and suffering for us all, whether you be wealthy, whether you be poor, whether you be, you know, chosen by God for some great task or not, there's still trouble to be had. Let's move to chapter 33, because to add to Jacob's woes, his firstborn son is going to commit a very grave sin here. Verse 1. And Jacob went and dwelt to the south of Magdalaladareph, and he went to his father Isaac, he and Leah his wife, and on the new moon of the 10th month. And Reuben saw Bilhah, Rachel's maid, the concubine of his father, bathing in the water in a secret place, and he loved her. And he hid himself at night, and he entered the house of Bilhah at night, and he found her sleeping alone on a bed in her house. And he lay with her, and she awoke and saw, and behold, Reuben was lying with her in the bed, and she uncovered the border of her covering, and seized him and cried out and discovered that it was Reuben. She was ashamed because of him, and released her hand from him, and he fled. And she lamented because of this thing exceedingly, and did not tell it to anyone. And when Jacob returned and sought her, She said unto him, I am not clean for thee, for I have been defiled as regards thee. For Reuben hath defiled me, and hath lain with me in the night, and I was asleep, and I did not discover until he uncovered my skirt and slept with me. And Jacob was exceedingly wroth with Reuben because he had lain with Bilhah, because he had uncovered his father's skirt. And Jacob did not approach her again because Reuben had defiled her. And as for any man who uncovereth his father's skirt, his deed is wicked exceedingly, for he is abominable before the Lord. Okay, so what you have here is Reuben saw Bilhah, so this is Jake, one of Jacob's wives, his concubine, the handmaid that was given to him by Rachel. And he falls for her, he's in love with her, it says, and he goes into her house in the middle of the night and begins to have relations with her. She wakes up and finds him doing this, and now she's been defiled. And of course, as you can imagine, Jacob is furious. You know, he comes to her one night to lie with her, and she says, I can't, I'm defiled because your son Reuben did this terrible thing. And the translation here is using this terminology, uncovered his father's skirt. In the Bible, King James specifically, there's a terminology that the Bible uses for when you do this, when you lie with your father's wife. And it's called uncovering the nakedness of thy father. Matter of fact, we've talked about this. The possibility doesn't mean that it's true, and I don't have time to spend any time on it right now, but you have the issue where Noah's son does some sin, and it says that he sees him naked and uncovers his nakedness, and then Noah ends up cursing him and his lineage forever. And he's like, man, that's pretty severe. Well, there's a possibility that it's talking about this. But in Leviticus, if you go to chapter 18 of Leviticus, verse 7 through 11, it uses this terminology, and it says, the nakedness of thy father, or the nakedness of thy mother, shalt thou not uncover. She is thy mother, thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or the daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home, born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. The nakedness of thy son's daughter, or thy daughter's daughter, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover, for theirs is thy own nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister, thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. And according to the book of Jubilees here, and we're getting ready to read, this law that we're reading about in Leviticus came as a result of what happened here. And so this issue happened, and so God created a law saying, hey, this is an abomination to me. And so when he gave the law to Moses, this was in here because of this sin. So let's move forward because I'm running out of time. Verse 10. For this reason, it says, for this reason it is written and ordained on the heavenly tables that a man should not lie with his father's wife and should not uncover his father's skirt. So there's that terminology, or in the King James it says, uncover thy father's nakedness. For this is unclean. They shall surely die together, the man who lieth with his father's wife and the woman also, for they have wrought uncleanliness on the earth. And there shall be nothing unclean before our God in the nation which he hath chosen for himself as a possession. And again it is written, a second time, cursed be he that lieth with the wife of his father, for he hath uncovered his father's shame. And all the holy ones of the Lord said, so be it, so be it. And do thou, Moses, command the children of Israel that they observe this word, for it entaileth a punishment of death, and it is unclean. And there is no atonement forever to atone for the man who hath committed this. But he is to be put to death and slain, and stoned with stones, and rooted out from the midst of the people of our God. For to no man who doeth so in Israel is it permitted to remain alive a single day on earth, for he is abominable and unclean. And let them not say, to Reuben was granted life and forgiveness after he had lain with his father's concubine. And to her also, though she had a husband, and her husband Jacob, his father, was still alive. So what it's saying here is, don't say to yourself, well, Jacob or Reuben and Bilhah didn't get put to death, so I can do this sin. Verse 16, for until that time there had not been revealed the ordinance of the judgment in the law in its completeness for all, but in thy days it hath been revealed as the law of the season of the days, an everlasting law for everlasting generations. So the point being made here by the book of Jubilees is they were not put to death for this because that law had not been revealed at that point. It was revealed at the time the law was given to Moses. Verse 17, and for this law there is no consummation of days and no atonement for it, but they must both be rooted out of the midst of the nation. On the day wherein they committed it, they shall slay them. And do thou, Moses, write down for Israel that they may observe it, and do according to those words, and not commit a sin unto death. For the Lord our God is judge, who respecteth not persons and accepteth not gifts. And tell them these words of the covenant, that they may hear and observe, and be on their guard with respect to them, and not be destroyed and rooted out of the land. For an uncleanliness, and an abomination, and a contamination, and a pollution are all they who commit it on the earth before our God. And there is no greater sin than the fornication which they commit on earth. For Israel is a holy nation unto the Lord its God, and a nation of inheritance, a priestly and royal nation, and for his own possession. And there shall no such uncleanness appear in the midst of the holy nation. And in the third year of the sixth week, Jacob and all his sons went and dwelt in the house of Abraham near Isaac his father, and Rebekah his mother. And these were the names of the sons of Jacob, the firstborn: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, the sons of Leah, and the sons of Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin, and the sons of Bilhah, Dan, and Naphtali, and the sons of Zilpah, Gad, and Asher, and Dinah, the daughter of Leah, the only daughter of Jacob. And they came, and they bowed themselves to Isaac and Rebekah. And when they saw them, they blessed Jacob and all his sons, and Isaac rejoiced exceedingly, for he saw the sons of Jacob, his younger son, and he blessed them. And that, my friends, is the end of chapter 32 and 33 in the ancient book of Jubilees found in the Dead Sea Scrolls. And I pray in the powerful name of Jesus that you've been blessed this morning, that your hearts have been opened, and that it's caused this fire to stir in your soul for the things of God and for the Word of God. That's all I've got for you today. I pray that you all have a blessed weekend. And next week, we'll get to Joseph being sold into slavery. And we're going to check out the account according to the book of Jubilees. Peace and grace be with all of you. And until next time, God bless.